Welcome, ladies, to Module 7. This module is by far my favorite as energy healing and becoming your own self-healer is something that I don't believe is utilized as much as we are all able to. We are all very powerful. We all are very deserving and worthy of asking for healings. And we all have the capability to become our own self-healer and not wait on anyone else to give us permission or tell us that we are capable or able to heal. And so this module is all about teaching you how to give yourself healings, how to ask for healings, and how to overall take your power back, believing that someone else has to anoint you or give you permission to make you feel like you are worthy of healing. And so a lot of what we're going to talk about today may be a little bit different than what you have maybe heard in the past. Maybe there was some spiritual programming that told you that prayer and receiving blessings is something that only can be given to you by someone else. And I am here to tell you that that is not the case. And source, God, creator, whichever you choose to call the powerful creator that is, it wants us to have everything that we desire. It wants us to live a loving and powerful and joyful life. And so when you start to understand this, and again, this is not something that happens overnight. This is something that with repetition, as with everything, with habits, with really reminding yourself to do this daily, this is when it starts becoming part of your energy. This is when you start to feel the rise in frequency and in vibration, and you start to release a lot of what isn't serving you. Now, as I've mentioned before, we are onions, right? We have lots of layers, and there will be times where you will feel like you completely healed something, you completely released either a limiting belief, you healed something in your body, in your mindset, and then it comes up again. So when that happens, because it happens to all of us, there are times where I have something come up and I'm like, wait a second, I healed that years ago. And it's such a reminder that there are layers that we have to move through. And this is the module for you to come back to, not just once, not just twice. These are the things I do daily. And I just want to reiterate that and make that very clear that though I don't personally right now need to look at a sheet of paper to reference what I need to do because it's just part of my routine in the morning. It's just part of who I am now that I don't have to reference it, but it is something that I do daily. So know that you are powerful. You have the ability to self-heal. You have the ability to ask for healings. You have the ability to pray to a higher being, whichever you choose that to be, call it universe if that feels better to you, and ask for what you desire. It's just so important, you guys, to understand that what you're desiring, whether again, I say healing, meaning that that can be something physical in your body, that can be a healing of a belief, that can be trauma inside of you. Healing is, there's no one thing. There's no one way to put that. I know when you probably think of healing, you think of healing the physical body, but there's healing of the soul. There's healing of the energetic body. There's healing of the mental body, emotional body, and it's all intertwined and it is all one. So the number one thing, the first thing that I do every single morning is I ask for my channels to be cleared. Now, if you're unfamiliar with channels, channels are divine communication. They are the way that the spirit realm communicates with us. And it's also the way that your soul communicates with you. And so this is important because when you access more information to your soul, you want to have clear communication. You don't want outside noise, be that, you know, a lower frequency coming through trying to transmit its lower frequencies and its negative things to you. You want this information to be from the light. And everything that I'm going to talk about in today's module is alchemy. So this is alchemical healing. This is not Reiki. It's very different. Reiki is a powerful modality, and it's something that I definitely do on myself, you know, sometimes twice a day, sometimes do it every other day, just dependent on how I'm feeling. But I do alchemy on myself every single day. And so I just wanted to make that clear. If you're wondering, where is this coming from? Where did I learn this? It's from the courses that I have been taking for the last couple of years. And it is very, very powerful, you guys. And so when you ask to clear your channels, one of the things that is important to really set the intention of is, you know, even though maybe I don't see anything right now, which is your clairvoyance, it's the ability to have your third eye open to see energy, to see geometry, shapes, numbers, colors. Even if you can't see anything, that does not mean that it's not happening. And so I want to just remind you that even for me, mine is slowly opening up, and I've been doing this now for 2 years. So for some people, some of you may even have your clairvoyance opened, and it's something that is a beautiful gift, and we all have it. But sometimes with lower frequencies, with past lives, we block that out because we don't want to see something. And so just again, I say this over and over again because it's very easy to have atheist energy come up, which come up for me a lot. And I have to remind myself, energy is real. Energy is real. And when you start to believe before you see it, that's when you start to feel the transformation in yourself a lot quicker. So the other channel, there are three others. The other channel is going to be your clairaudient. Clairaudient is how you hear. It's the energies that you don't necessarily, in my experience, you don't actually like hear a voice. It's more of a message that you feel comes through to you. And it's different for everyone. So this is just my personal experience, and this is nothing to be fearful of, you guys. This is something that is beautiful. And, you know, we're going to talk a lot more about that in this group. But clairaudience is your ability to heal. I'm sorry, to hear. So it's actually able to hear the information coming through you. The next one is your clairsentience. Now your clairsentience is your feeling. It's like, I like calling it the goosebump factor. It's like those truth bumps where you actually feel energy. Now this one is what most people would call being an empath, which I don't love that word because I feel we're all empathic and I feel it's all a gift that we have, but it's that feeling of going into a room and seeing something that excites you or feeling, you know, music that really resonates with you, and it's that resonance, or it's walking into a room and feeling fear. And so I'm going to teach you today how to essentially close off and turn in your channels so you don't have that happen anymore. Now, the next one is claircognizance. Now, claircognizance, you guys, is, in my opinion, the most powerful. It is your inner knowing. It is the intuition. It is that gut response that tells you something is right or something isn't right. It's that inner, I don't know how I know this, but I know this to be true. And I have had really powerful, very strong claircognizance since I was small. The only way I can describe it is I knew things, but I didn't know how I knew it. And I've just been very intuitive at a very young age. And though this sounds like the least sexy channel, it's actually the most powerful. So I know a lot of times, and I've had this happen to me too, where, you know, you have friends who might have maybe their clairsentient open up quicker or their clairvoyance. You know, a lot of times when we associate a psychic, we think of clairvoyance. It's that clear seeing. It's the ability to see things in the future or see things right in front of you. But in my opinion, claircognizance is where it's at, because if you have that knowing, then you don't necessarily have to have anything else open up for you. So just know that if you don't have any of these other things open up, at least right away, A, that's normal. And B, claircognizance is something that you want to learn to develop more of. So this one is very important and very necessary, especially to our journey. So the other one, which is the last one that I'll talk about, this isn't necessarily one of our four channels, but it's the way that we communicate with other people. And that is through our telepathic channels. Now, Again, if this is like a little bit too much for you guys, just listen with an open mind. The reason why this is important to this program, to aligning to the frequency of love, is because when you start to learn how to give yourself healings and clear your channels and you understand what channels are, life is just so much easier to navigate through. And so when you think of telepathic channels, it's that fun thing where you think of a person and maybe you haven't talked to this person in a while and you decide that you want to call them, but then they end up texting you or you end up running into them. That's usually via telepathy. And telepathic channels are something that, again, we all have. Not one person doesn't have them. It's more of opening them up. It's more trusting them, and it's listening to your inner guidance. And so with these channels, the first thing that I do every single morning is I actually ask for source. Source is probably, I interchange between God and source. To me, it's the same thing. It's the same amazing, loving energy. Most of the time I will say source though, when I'm doing this in the morning, and I will say something to the extent of, source, please clear my channels. Please clear my clairvoyant channels. Please clear my claircognizant channels. Please clear my clairsentient channels and my claircognizant channels. I might have not said voyant channels, but you guys understand what I'm saying. And then I also say, please clear my telepathic channels. And then I say, please open my channels wide open. I want more information to my soul. I want more information to my divine guidance. Please remove any lower frequencies inside of my channels, because like I mentioned before, you want to make sure that you do that. You don't, it's like opening up, you know, it's like picking up your phone and expecting it to be your mom and it's someone completely different. It's like inviting in any energy is not a good thing. So you want to make sure that you're being very clear. I want divine guidance. I want it to loving energies. I want it to call it your angels, call it your healing team, which we're going to talk about here in a second, or your soul, and just asking for that information to come through to you. Now, another thing that is really, really important, you guys, and this mostly pertains to your clairsentient channels, which is your feeling. It's the, again, the goosebump factor. It's having that energy, you know, good, bad, and different come to you, and you start feeling a certain way that may not be your energy. So one thing that I really like to do as well after I ask for my channels to be cleared is I ask my channels to be turned in. And what that means, you guys, is when you ask for your channels to be turned in, it means that you want to scan your own body. You don't want to be scanning the cosmos, which is what quite literally happens. You don't want to be scanning, you know, someone else's energy in Japan, and I'm just using that as a reference. You don't want anyone else's energy to be in your own system, and you want to be able to feel yourself. You want to be able to scan your own body, not the person, you know, down the street who is in massive amounts of fear. And so this is such a powerful tool, you guys, and you want to do this first thing in the morning or whenever you do these healings, because you want to start your day in your own energy. You want to start your own day not really absorbing anyone else's energy. You want to make sure you do this before you go into the grocery store. You want to make sure that you do this before you go to a party, which obviously is not happening right now. But you want to make sure that anytime you're in someone else's energy, even if you're living with someone right now, you want to make sure that you do that. You want to turn in your own channels. This is so important, you guys, that I just don't want you to discount it, because when you learn that it's more important to scan yourself than other people, you're in your own energy. You're in your own knowing. You know that the energy that you're receiving is of your own and it's not of someone else's. So this is a very big one. This is why I do this first thing in the morning, so I don't forget. And it's just important to, again, to feel your own love, to feel your own joy. Otherwise, if you consider yourself a very empathic person, you're absorbing everyone else's energy, and that is obviously not anything that you want to do. So this next one is something that may be a little bit different for you guys. But again, when you understand energy, you know, there's so much powerful, loving, light energy, you know, but there's also energy that is created to harm. And I don't want this to scare anyone. I want this to be empowering for you. And I want you to just understand that light is more powerful than the dark. That is definitely a mantra and an affirmation that I want you to repeat to yourself over and over again. But something that I do every single morning, and this is non-negotiable for me because I am very open with my message. I have a podcast. I have Instagram. I have an email list. I'm very out there, right? So what I want to do is make sure that I release any lower frequencies. I want to make sure that I am protected. I want to release anything from my energetic field, physical body, mental body, emotional body, astral body that is not of love. So what I will do is I will ask Source, please remove any dark magic. Please remove any black magic. Please remove any spells, curses, or psychic attacks. Now, the reason why this is important, you guys, is because most people, I will say that I believe all people, all souls are divinity in form, meaning we're all created from the same thing. So anytime someone sends you any type of energy that is not of love, let's call it dark magic, a spell, most of the time it's not conscious, meaning that they're experiencing something within their own energy field that is not of love. They're basically not in tune with who they really are. So I want to make that really clear because I don't want anyone to go into fear about this. And a lot of times it's unconscious, most of the time. So in saying that, you want to understand that sometimes people unconsciously will send you energy that is not of love. And so when you understand that, you just want to release it. You just want to not make it a big deal. Just say, Source, Universe, however you, God, please release any dark magic, any black magic, any spells, anything that was sent to me that is not of love. I want that out of my energy field. And sometimes when I do this, I immediately feel things lift up. I don't do this because I feel like something was sent to me. I just do it daily because I feel comfortable in asking for that. And I don't want that energy in my field. And so again, I don't want anyone to go into fear about this. We can talk more about it if you have questions. But I don't believe that there are people intentionally doing this all the time. Does it happen? Of course. But I want you to understand that most of the time when anything that is not of love is sent to you, it's just unconscious. And so just know that in clearing your energy, this is part of energy hygiene. I wanted to make this more of like the prayers, your own self-healer. When you do this daily, it makes a world of difference. Now, the next thing that is really important to do is to ask for healings. And one of the things that I will do, again, first thing in the morning, I do this in a 15-minute time span. I mean, sometimes it takes even less than that, but it's usually after I've made coffee, I kind of sit down, I get really intentional, and this is when I start doing these healings and asking for prayers. And I will say something like, Source, please send me healings on any fear within my body. Please send me any healings on unworthiness or unconscious energy or any competition energy or any jealousy, anything that is not of love, please send me a healing on. And what that does, you guys, is it basically disintegrates those lower frequencies and removes them out of your energy field. Now, why do you want to do this daily? You want to do this daily because you are constantly getting inundated with these energies, right? You go on social media, you're absorbing energy. You go by your family, you know, as much as they love you, you're probably absorbing a lot of energy. Maybe it's your relationship. Maybe your spouse, your boyfriend, your significant other is not on your same level and you're going to absorb that fear as well. So you want to do this daily. And maybe it's just your own, right? Maybe it's your own unworthiness that we all feel time to time. And so that's why reminding yourself, it is safe to be powerful. It is safe to be amazing. I am worthy. I am deserving. All of these things are so important, you guys. And I say these daily. So I don't truly believe that we get there, quote unquote. I do believe that this is a repetitive thing since we are on a low frequency planet and you want to make sure that you're always asking for these healings. So whichever feels most natural to you, whatever you need a healing on, maybe you want a healing on your physical body. Maybe you say, Source, please send me a healing on maybe I'm feeling a little bit of heartbreak. Please send me more love. Please send me more love frequencies. I want to feel more grace. I want to feel more joy. Ask for these healings. Now, the next thing that I think is really important, and we kind of talked about this at the very beginning, is just asking for more information from your soul. It's asking for the guidance. It's asking for, Soul, if there's anything that you want to come through to me, please let me know. And please show me in an obvious way. I like to say that a lot because sometimes I don't get the message. I think we can all relate that we get distracted and we're not present enough. So any way you can get still and silent, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe you like to meditate for an hour, that's amazing. It's just important that you're in the receiving mode in order to receive this information and in order to know that you are being led and you are being guided. And you can ask for guidance from your healing team, which healing team, you guys, I like to look at it like your guides. I call it healing team because that's what we call it in alchemy. It's essentially that group of souls that have your back at all times. So however you feel comfortable saying it, you guys, you can't get this wrong. Just know that they are there to support you as well. Some people can see their healing team. I cannot yet see them, but I can feel them. I know that they're there. They're definitely here. And I call them in and I ask for their guidance and I ask them to help to lead everything that I'm doing, not just in my daily life, but even in this module that I am recording right now. All right. So one of the things that may take a very open mind, and again, I'm encouraging everyone to stay open, is asking for miracles and gifts every single day. Now, if you look, I just got chills when I said that. If you look at the air in front of you, it's not really the air, it's the quantum field. There is constantly information, gifts, miracles, things that we can quite literally grasp onto. Maybe you can't see them again in your hand, but we can actually receive gifts and miracles. And whatever we're asking for, we receive when we ask. And so one of the things that you guys are all able to do, this is again, this is not based on, oh, if you're a healer or not, or if you feel like you're more deserving or not than someone else. It doesn't work that way. And I love this work so much because it's very different than what we were previously taught, that we have to have a healer heal us. And that's just, I think it's important because I think there are a lot of healers that are at a higher frequency, let's say, than me. And sometimes I feel like I need an extra boost or healing. So I will hire someone, you know, to do a healing session with me, which I think is very important. But just know that you also have the ability to ask. And so one of the things that I really encourage you to do is to hold your hands out, both of them, palms up, almost like you are being handed something. Like if someone were to give you a pair of keys, right? Like here's the keys, you hold your hand out and you receive them. So you can't get this wrong. You can put this, your hands up in the air above your head. You can, I just like to put them right in front of me and I ask for more gifts. Now you can be specific with this. You can say, source, can you please gift me with more love? Can you please send me more abundance, more prosperity, more bliss, more healing, more grace, more serenity? You just want to be open to ask. And so what I will do when I do this is I hold my hands out for, I like to listen to my intuition. So whenever I feel like it's complete, like the gifts are there, when you start to feel energy more, your hands will start to get a little bit heavy. And if you can't feel energy yet, just listen to your intuition. You can put your hands out, ask for 20 seconds or 2 minutes, whatever you feel like. But the most important thing once you've done this is once you have collected your gifts. And again, you guys, I know for some of you, this may sound crazy, but energy is real. This work is real. Once you have received what you've asked for, then you want to intuitively ask yourself where you should put that within your body. So again, don't think about this too much. Maybe you feel like your throat is the best place, so you can go ahead and put your hands on your throat, maybe for 5 to 10 seconds. Maybe you want to put it on your heart. Maybe it's your solar plexus. Maybe you feel for some reason you need to put it on your left knee. You know, maybe you feel, actually we have a lot of our clairvoyance and I think telepathic channels. I'll have to double check on that one. I get those two confused sometimes, but we have those in our knees, which is wild because we've only heard of our third eye whenever we hear of clear seeing. And so when you have that intuitive hit of, oh, I feel for some reason to put this on my right shoulder, do that because there are a lot of things we need healings on within our body, not just in our chakras, not just in different meridians, not just in our organs, not just in the emotional centers. I mean, there are so many things that we can receive healings on. And so again, open mind with this stuff. When I first started learning about this, I didn't really believe it. I had to, but my soul knew that it was right. I had that clear again. again, claircognizance. I had that inner knowing of this is real. My personality thinks that this is crazy, but my soul knows this is real. And I feel like you guys will all have that same experience if you're not already open to it, which is really, really important. Now, one of the last things that, and we have some other things I want to talk about here in a second, but one of the last healings, one of the last tools that I think is really important, you guys, is knowing that you have the ability to bless your food before you eat it. Now, I am not saying this to give you permission to eat McDonald's and Burger King and, you know, a bunch of junk food, though, you know, if at some time you feel like that's necessary to eat, definitely do it. I am not a person who restricts herself anymore. But this is a way to raise the frequency of the food that you're eating in order for it to just be kind of blinged up in a sense to add higher frequencies. You can literally say, source, can you please bless this food? Add in higher frequencies, add in some more love, some joy, some bliss. You can do this with alcohol too. You know, again, this is not condoning drinking, you know, 2 bottles of wine. Again, we've all been there, of course, but you know, really it's just to remove anything that is of lower frequency. You guys know that speaking is very powerful. We have key codes in our words. If you feel strange, if you're out and about and you're at a restaurant and you don't want to quite literally speak over your drink like you would do in you know, your own home, then you can just ask your soul to do it. Ask your higher self, soul, higher self, can you please bless this wine, or ask source to do it for you? And so know that that is very much something that everyone is able to do. Again, it's not something that a certain person is anointed with. We all came to this planet with these capabilities. It's more of a claiming, honestly. It's more of claiming that it's possible, it's real, and that you are powerful. And that is something else I think is a good segue into these healings, is that you can also ask for more power. You can ask for more ways to step into your power. You can also ask the universe to show you more magic. You can also, you know, really just ask for any type of healing that you're feeling you need. So if you're feeling stuck, ask for a healing on stagnation. If you're feeling confused, ask for a healing on confusion. If you're feeling like you're in lack, like there's not enough money, ask for a healing on lack. And so these are things that, again, we all have the ability to do, you guys. And the reason why I am saying that over and over and over again is because I remember my journey of how I did not believe it at first. And even though my soul knew, it was convincing, it was constant convincing to my personality. And still, even now, the more I learn about the powers of the universe and alchemy, the more I have to remind myself, because I'm starting to learn a lot more now, especially in year 2 of my alchemy class, of what we're capable of. And sometimes that can be just like so mind-blowing that we have this power that we tend to dismiss it and we disassociate and we're like, oh, that energy is not real. That's just not true. And so if you hear me saying this over and over and over again, this is the reason why, because I want you all to, I'm not asking you to believe it right away. I'm asking you to have faith. I'm asking you to have an open mind. And in doing this, I do promise that it will be instilled more and more. So know that you guys are extremely powerful. This work is extremely powerful. You have the ability to quite literally heal yourself, not just via healings, but obviously taking responsibility via your physical body, what you're nourishing yourself with, what you're consuming via, you know, we've already talked about this, social media, the news, you know, the boundaries, whether you're letting energy in or not. All of these things contribute to being your own healer. And it's really important to understand and, you know, reaffirm and remind yourself how powerful you are, because that is the only way that you are going to get to love. That is really the only way that you are going to be able to rise in frequency, is by doing the work, by, you know, it's the repetition. Again, it's by doing it daily. It's by reminding yourself, okay, do I have 5 to 10 minutes to do this work? Yes. Yes, you do. You know, I will say that anyone has the time to do this, whether you are full-time at work still, whether you have kids, make the time. You know, if you feel like you don't have the time, make the time. I know every single person has the time to do this, and it's powerful work, you guys, when you do it consistently, when you do it repetitively. If you're doing this once a week, I can also promise you that you're probably not going to feel anything. It's just like anything in life, whether it's, you know, working out, whether it's eating nutritiously, you know, one time doesn't really do a whole lot. It's more of the repetition, the constant integration, you know, in your cellular system, in your DNA, and that is how you heal. So I'm going to be doing a meditation all on healing. It's going to be an actual healing session that will be one of the next modules. I don't know if it'll be the very next one or the one after that. And I'll kind of integrate everything that I do via this alchemy into this meditation. But I wanted to leave you with a healing that my mentor, Karen Torres, and you guys have probably seen her by now in the posts in Facebook. I'm sure that at some point I have posted one of her amazing posts from social media. She is my alchemy teacher, and she's very powerful. She is the one who really has brought me to my inner knowing and has helped heal so many things. So I want to share with you something that she wrote. I think this was actually last year, that I think is really, really powerful. And this is something that you can say to yourself every single day. I choose to hear my soul with clarity. I ask for any distortions or low frequencies to be cleared by Source, Creator, God, and the angelic realm. I choose to hear the truth with clarity. I know who I am in truth. I know what I am in truth. I know how I serve in truth. I am free. I am free. I am free. Now you guys can add in SB123, which you guys have probably already seen in the other modules, which really just means as I speak it, I become it. So it's kind of like that. And so it is, you know, and it, you guys, if you don't feel comfortable saying that either, that's completely fine. It took me a while as well, like SB123, what does that actually mean? But it's the same thing. It's kind of like concreting it into your energy field. It's affirming it. It's having that extra oomph at the end of it, if that makes sense. And so I really want you all to come back to this module over and over and over again. There will be a worksheet, but just know that it's really powerful to remind yourself that energy is real. You are a powerful self-healer. Anything that you want, you can create. And it's all up to you. It's all up to listening to your inner knowing, listening to your own soul, realizing that this whole reason why we're here in this earth school is to go up in frequency and is to get to love or above and to understand that it's available. It really is available. And the more that you trust this, the more that you become your own self-healer, the more that you take your power back. You stop relying on other people. You know that no matter what is going on the outside world, you have control of your inner world. So sending love to you all. I really, really believe that this module will be very powerful to those who actually apply it. And let me know. Let me know anything that you've received inside of the Facebook group, any aha moments. And I would encourage you to commit to doing these for at least a month before you decide, okay, well, this isn't for me. I believe once you do it for that long of time, that period, you'll be hooked. You won't want to stop. But I would encourage you to not only do it for a couple of days, I would encourage a full month, 4 weeks. I think that that's a great time frame to really allow this to integrate into your body, because a lot of this work, you guys, it's the integration. Energy is instantaneous, but sometimes it takes a little bit of time to actually integrate into your body where you actually feel it. So love you all, and I will see you in the group.